This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For Monday, you found it. Monday, the 13th of February. It's a good thing it's not Friday, I guess, right? For the reasons that are moderately obvious, the 13th, you know, all of that stuff. It's going to be a lucky day if you're not in New England and you're not shoveling snow. So, Kara, what's the situation in Washington in terms of the weather? Another foot in areas of New England today. What about down in
We didn't get any snow here, but it was really, really windy all last night. I mean, the power blinked a few times where I was, and I mean, it was almost like you were outside in the windstorm. That's how windy it was. You could hear it so loud inside.
Uh-huh. So, we have that, but it's wintertime, and so the situation is as it is normally in the wintertime. The whole business about what's going on in our country, the adults and the children. You know, we've had so much conversation over the years about bullying, and we don't want our children to bully. I was talking to somebody who has a student in, this is a Hawaiian lady who was working at some place where I was connected over the weekend, and she's very white, and she was telling me and some other people that she grew up in Hawaii. I was not swell. It's great. What a wonderful place to grow. She said, you can't believe how bad it was for somebody who was white. And I said, what do you mean? She said, the locals in Hawaii are very, very prejudiced. They don't like the natives, if you will. They don't like the whites, and they really have a tough time. The school system in Hawaii is terrible. And really the reason it's terrible is because the white teachers versus the local teachers have the same relationship as the kids. They don't talk, they don't get along. So I was thinking about bullying in that respect, but and how we say, no, you can't do that, or no, you shouldn't do that, or no, let's stop that. And then I was thinking about how much bullying is going on in adult land, if you will. With adults. Think about it for a second. We tell our children not to bully, but so many adults are doing it with the political positions that they take. Isn't that really a lot of the stuff that you see on Saturday Night Live, or you see in the... Not that protesting shouldn't be a part of our routine, because it is and it should be, but when you get right down to it, if you don't... How many people are actually listening to... And this is not about me holding up Donald Trump as this bright light or the example of wonderfulness, because I think there are some things that are being done that are not being done appropriately or that are unnecessary or I just don't agree with. But many things that are going on I do agree with. But the things that haven't been vetted or haven't had the chance to work themselves out yet, the whole business about whether we tolerate or don't tolerate, or whether we put up with, whatever the word is that you are thinking at this moment, it's, for me, I see this stuff, and it seems like bullying. If you don't like Donald Trump, no matter what he does, it's bad. Which is nonsense, it's stupid, it's immature. It's not one person never is all right or all wrong. But it's really unprecedented in my mind, the amount of attention, negative attention, is being given to pretty much everything that Donald Trump does. It's not right. So if we're doing that, if you're a parent and you're speaking ill of the president, or you're, if you have specifics, that's one thing. But if you say, yeah, that damn Trump, and then you go about the business of denigrating him or the people that are working for him and without good reason. If there's a good reason, that's one thing. But if there's no good reason, that is, it's bullying. It's the same stuff. So instead of having less bullying from children, I think you're going to see more. They see the adults doing it, and so why shouldn't they? I think that we have there's a sickness among us. There's an intolerance among us. Nothing is ever all good or all bad. No people, no circumstances, nothing. There's no all black and white here. So I think that's something for us all to keep in mind, don't you? I would think that that's something to keep in mind. 888-302-3684. I submit that for your thinking. Now, there's a focus on the Trump administration's position on sanctuary cities. Even though there's tough talk, a lot of sheriffs around the country feel that they lack the legal right to hold prisoners for deportation. The sheriffs who are the ones that operate the local jails in most venues, still waiting for court to clarify the legality of what the word detain means. Who are the detainers? Who are the detainees? Who should be held for possible deportations? Being challenged at every corner. In the sanctuary jurisdictions, Miami's been the only one so far, I think, that has gone along with the edict. The rest of the cities and states who are jeopardizing federal funding. So this is going to end up in the courts as well, because you know as well as I do that Trump will order the people in the Treasury not to give the money to these various cities or these jurisdictions. And they're going to say, so it'll get to the Supreme Court. There's going to be so much of this stuff that goes to the Supreme Court. It'll be dizzying, I think. As a matter of fact, that stuff is already on its way to the Supreme Court. And there'll be much more, I think. There'll be years and years and years of these actions. Some of them necessary, some of them not. It is very confusing. What I wish that they would do, they being the administration, is think through some of these things more clearly. And clearly they don't have as many thinkers there. They're doers, but they're not thinkers. And you have to be a doer and a thinker in order to make this stuff work and have it stick and have there be any respect for it. So, anyway, a couple of comments about what's going on in terms of the usual stuff. With a different approach, though. I think the bullying thing is something to think about a little bit. I'll make it a theme through the course of the day here. This is the Good Day program overview in depth of certain stories. I take liberties and justice for all. Seriously. 15 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Gary Rathbun. You know, not being a parent makes me an expert on parenting. So since I am that said expert, I'd like to share some of my wisdom to begin the new year with you. If there's one thing you can do to ensure your child's success is teach them to think and work. Every week I hear employers tell me how hard it is to find good employees. And I also hear from people that it is difficult to find a good job. I've seen people get fired because they won't put down their cell phone and work with both hands. My dad always told me that if I was willing to work, someone would always pay me to provide value. So take it from me, the parenting expert, teach your kids to work. I'm Gary Rathbun. This has been an economy of 1 minute.
All right, 18 after the hour. So with the immigration discussion comes a group of people, a group of advocacy groups. Thought it was interesting that Staten Island was in the focus over the weekend. There's a group called Make the Road New York, which stands up for those who are being, swept up is the best word for it. The ICE people have gone to Staten Island. They arrested five Mexican nationals, and the five individuals taken in were male. Four of them have children who are citizens. That's the thing. That's the cry. We've got children in America. What about them? If you're here illegally and you're a criminal, and that's what I've seen here. The numbers of people, was it 106 or 190, Kara? Of the people who were arrested late last week were here, the illegals that have been swept up were criminals. And I'm talking about some of them guilty of some pretty serious stuff. And I think the number is either 160 or 190, as I remember. And so why do people have a problem with this? If you are here and you're illegal and you're a criminal, actually, I don't even know why we're deporting. We ought to put them in jail. I don't get it. What are we missing? Where's the common sense here? And then the people who are complaining, well, I have children, so why haven't you, in the case of that lady from last week, she's been here for, 16 years, and she hasn't lifted a finger to try to be here illegally. And there are stories like that over and over and over again. What? It's okay. I think we need a lot of immigrants. We need some who are going to be contributing. And yes, we are a nation of immigrants. And yeah, the laws have changed over the years. The first people who came here didn't have to have papers, but it's all different now. And the law is the law. You want to change the law, let everybody come in? Great. Introduce a bill that says anybody who wants to come into our country can come. Let them come. But let the bill, let the law show. Otherwise, what the heck good? I posted something on, I think it was Sunday, on my Facebook page. There was a picture of the Constitution and there's a picture of the Bible. And even though they're not directly related here to this, it's sort of, I'm tired of listening to people who say the Bible says this, the Bible says that, especially if it conflicts with the Constitution. Many of you don't even know what the Constitution says. Many of you don't know what the Bible says. And where there's a conflict, or where there's, the Bible has no place in our country. This is not a Christian democracy. This is a democracy, period. When is that going to become more obvious? 21 after the hour. Don't forget our news quiz voice coming up. Voice news quiz, news voice quiz coming up. Bottom of the hour.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
At the hour now, musical portion of this hour of the program devoted in part to Justin Timberlake, who was interviewed and asked why he left NSYNC. He was a member of that five-person group. They all went their separate ways, didn't they, Jennifer? Who else was in that group? Joey Fatone, wasn't he?
And Joey Fatone is what I like the best. J.C. Chassay, yeah. Lance Bass, and Chris Kirkpatrick.
How'd they get together? Were they friends in school or something? How'd they all?
They were put together for boy band purposes in Orlando. Mm-hmm. Yeah. By that creepy guy, Lou Pearlman. I think he also did the Backstreet Boys, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't he put them together, too? I think so.
He did.
Yeah.
Put them together. All right. So
and
anyway,
then they both sued him, and yeah, he was a mess.
Interviewed by the Hollywood... Say it again, Doug. The Hollywood Reporter, he said he was growing out of it. I felt like I cared more about the music than some of the people who were in the group. I felt like I had other music in me. I wanted to make that other music. I needed to follow my heart. So are these people all still friends, or do they not talk to each other anymore? With a line like that.
They're still friendly. Yeah. They were all at someone's wedding. Maybe they were all at Justin's wedding, or he went to. Yeah, they're friendly enough.
Really? Apparently, they didn't ever officially announce that they were breaking up, but they went on hiatus and obviously have never gotten back together again. He says in the article in Hollywood Reporter, quote, "We were on a stadium tour. I felt like the whole thing was too big. Started out as a fun snowball fight that was becoming an avalanche." Isn't that an interesting way of putting it? It's an interesting way of putting those words together. So after the so-called hiatus, he wrote and recorded his first album called Justified, made his solo performance debut at the MTV Video Music Awards in 2002 and never looked back, apparently. He's friends with Jimmy Fallon, and that started, I guess, about that time. Fallon said, "I was hosting by myself for the first time. Justin was performing by himself for the first time, so we bonded. Our dressing rooms were connected, both pacing, trying to calm each other down. You're going to be great. No, you're going to be great. No, you're going to be great."
So they've been pals.
That has to be a big, though. That's a big jump for Justin. I mean, to go out there and share the stage with four other people and then say, you know what, you guys aren't focusing enough on the music. I want to do more. That's scary.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've seen the exact same thing with Zayn Malik left One Direction, and he's had to, you know, like, he hasn't done a couple big performances that he said he was going to because the anxiety of performing by himself was too much after performing with four other people.
Well, yeah, and you also learn how to be a front man. It's risky because if you succeed, you're a genius, and if you fail, you're an arrogant jerk who let fame go to his head.
Yeah.
Totally true. Yep.
Not a lot of winning there. By the way, I watched both episodes of 24 last night. But I wanted to talk to you about that.
Okay.
After a while. Aretha Franklin has announced her retirement. I don't believe it. You really? How many people believe?
I kind of do believe it this time.
Really?
Yeah.
She says that I am retiring. She has reduced the frequency of her performances. I think she says she feels comfortable stepping away from active duty with her legacy intact. Quote, I feel very enriched and satisfied with respect to where my career came from and where it is now. I'll be pretty much satisfied, but I'm not going to go anywhere and just sit down and do nothing. That wouldn't be good either. I think that's what I was thinking about. That it would be,
yeah.
These guys, whether they're women or men that have been on the road or in front of people, Aretha's, what, 84 or something? She's not.
Yeah.
She's plenty long on the tooth. She lost a lot of weight. But she's, you know, you get in your blood and you want to keep doing it no matter what.
Yeah. Well, she'll keep recording, right?
Yeah.
But just, I guess, concert tours are a lot. Traveling around.
Great Diva Classics came out a couple of years ago with songs by Adele and Gloria Gaynor and Chaka Khan that she covered, which is unusual for her. 28 past the hour.
Bubble markets are not kind to those who enter a step too late. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. Where passion meets performance, Kubota can help you achieve more. Kubota, for Earth, for Life.
I'm the neighbor that drives a Kubota. I scout, venture off the beaten path, tow, haul, fuel my passion. To be part of a bigger picture. This is why I do it. Kubota. Right now, a Kubota RTV can be yours with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. See your local Kubota dealer today.
Now through March 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
In economics, when demand exceeds supply, prices are higher. When some farm commodities' price goes up, there's a tendency for growers to want to chase that. Scott Brown is in the Ag Economics Department at the University of Missouri.
Just because we see very strong returns maybe for a short period of time, one better not plan for that same level of return for the long term, that's for sure.
Brown says anyone considering a new ag venture needs to look beyond any current bubble market.
Stress test that enterprise and say, what happens if price falls by 25%, or what happens if it falls in half? Am I survive? That kind of risk assessment, I believe, is very important to deciding whether it's something that you want to make a run at.
Brown says you also have to consider your cost of production.
If you're going to invest in these enterprises, number one, you better be doing it as cheaply as anybody else that's in the business. Those that are the cheapest producers will always be the ones that are in the business long term. So knowing what it costs you to produce in these situations relative to others, I think is another good hedge to make sure you stay in the business long term.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
no matter what the budget, the season, or the climate. Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
February 13th, yeah, we got that established. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day overview of some of the good news, some of the not so good. This depends on, isn't it always? It's just perspective. All of it's perspective. My henchman in this hour is Kara Shelley. Hence, maybe that's politically incorrect or sounds sexist, say, my henchman. Hench person. Hench woman. It's Kara Schiller, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, readying our news voice quiz. After we focus for just a second on the North Koreans, the leader of North Korea was happy to tell the world that his country fired a missile toward Japan after certain meetings, et cetera, et cetera. The North Korean test, which happened yesterday, appears to have been a mid-range missile, traveled about 300 miles before it crashed into the sea. The test was likely a technical failure, according to those who watch these things. but it may have had political motivations. Of course it had political motivations, and some of it has to do with the person behind this voice. Here's our 2020 News Quiz Voice of the Day. All right, who is that? 888, you understood everything he said, right? 888-302-3684, it's 888-302-DUG, or 888-302-DUG, if that makes it easier for you to figure out how to get to the phone. Swell prize for the person who identifies this voice.
Japan economy is just about to break free from chronic deflation. This spring, wages will increase. Higher wages, long overdue, will lead to greater consumption.
All right, so you got two shots on it, one in his native tongue, one in English. You got a couple of minutes, the 2020 News Quiz question. Usually, I put a little tease in about 20 after the hour, and we'll try before 20 before the hour to get an identity of that voice. 888-302-3684 translates to 888-302-DUG. Tell us who that fellow is and why he's in the news. Speaking of voices that are in the news, Edward Snowden seems to be the newest subject of fake news over the weekend. There was some information suggesting that Russia was considering returning Snowden to the U.S. in order to ingratiate himself to President Trump. Mr. Russia himself, yes, there he is, folks, Pukin Putin. This is, however, not true, according to this report.
Edward Snowden is weighing in on reports that Russia might send him back to the U.S. as a gift. Snowden worked for years in the U.S. intelligence community. In 2013, he leaked classified NSA files that showed the U.S. government's mass surveillance programs. The feds charged him with espionage and theft of government property. Since then, he's been holed up in Russia. Anonymous U.S. intelligence officials told NBC News recent Russian talks have centered around handing the whistleblower over to work up favor with President Donald Trump. The current U.S. president isn't Snowden's biggest fan. He's called him a traitor and a, quote, spy who should be executed. But in response to the reports, Snowden argued a handover would actually prove he's not a spy because, quote, no country trades away spies. The Justice Department said it would welcome an exchange since Snowden still faces charges in the States. But a spokesperson for Russian President Vladimir Putin denounced the claims as nonsense. Snowden's ACLU lawyer said he hasn't heard anything about the Russian reports either.
All right. So here's my take on this. First of all, the ACLU lawyer's name is Ben Wisner, W-I-Z-E-N-E-R, so he's not an anonymous spokesperson. He's the one who told NBC News that there is not any plan that would you think the lawyer would know about it, right? That would send him back to the U.S. Snowden is not a traitor, in my estimation. He did us a favor, whether he's continuing to do favors for the Russians now that he's over there for the next 3 years remains to be seen. I have said many times on the air that I believe he's the one responsible for the hacks. Do I think the Russians hacked into the Democratic National Committee? Yep. Do I think Trump benefited from that? Yep. Do I think Trump and Putin have some sort of conversation going between the two of them? Yep. Do I think it's bad? Meh. No, I don't think it's bad. On the surface, it isn't bad. I think interfering with U.S. politics is not a good thing. Maybe I should put a little more. I should be a little more forceful with it. I think that it is. It's just not right, and that doesn't sound like it has much teeth in it either. But this kind of stuff is we don't really know how to do or deal with these things now because they're so new. What do you do with somebody who was a foreign national there who maybe, in order to stay there and protect himself, has to do things that that the government wants him to do over there? And why did it benefit? Why would Putin instruct people to mess around with the Democratic National Committee? And then there are all kinds of other things that come out of it, that the Democratic National Committee operatives get shot in the back in Washington before the election, that kind of stuff. I don't see Snowden involved in that sort of thing, but I do see him involved in figure out how to get into the DNC or to do things that the Russians ask him to do. Does that mean there's some kind of really squirrely thing going on between the Russians and, well, more specifically, between Putin and Trump? I think you got a little more stretching than has been done. All right, speaking of Trump, involved with our voice of the day, let's get to some of the folks who think they can identify our mystery news voice. You want to play those two chops one more time, Kara?
All right.
I don't know. Do we need the English translation of that?
It's up to you. Whatever you want.
Thank you. Yeah, just play the English translation again.
Japan economy is just about to break free from chronic deflation. This spring, wages will increase. Higher wages, long overdue, will lead to greater consumption.
All right. Who is that voice? 888-302-3684. Here's Ryan in Hagerstown listening to Good Day. How do you do, Ryan? Have a good weekend, did you? Where'd Ryan go? Hello, Ryan. This is Dougie. Want to try it, Ryan, or not?
Well, no. I guess he didn't since he just hung up.
All right, well, nice and sweet. Thank you, Tom. Other side of the country in Roseburg, Oregon. Welcome to Good Day. Tom, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. You're not going to flake out on me, right, like the other guy did?
Not so far.
All right. So the voice of the person we're just listening to, who is it?
Shinzo Abe, the Prime Minister of Japan.
It is. The President of the country and the Prime Minister of Japan had meetings on Friday. They got on the plane, went down to Florida, played a little golf, in a joint statement
Andor is translator, right?
Yeah. There's probably a couple of translators involved. Wouldn't that be a fun...
I wondered if that was the other part of it.
No, that was him. He speaks English.
Okay.
It would be fun to be... I suppose maybe it might be... You bring up something that's interesting. A sort of fly on the wall for all kinds of things that go on in the Oval Office, discussions that take place there, or in other high-level areas, or when there's somebody like this that comes to town, and you'd like to, you know, what's the nitty-gritty here? What's the real conversation? We all know that Obama and Putin didn't get along. You could tell by looking at their faces, or when Netanyahu was here with Obama, you can tell by the body language that they don't like each other, and the things that were going on probably might have been very interesting if there was, you know, if there's no tapestry around it, if you just could listen to these people talking. The same thing with Trump and some of the people that he's not necessarily getting along with, or he's instructing how to get the job done. Let's just get the job done. And in this circumstance, there are a lot of people that want to come to town to see President Trump. They want to get the sense of who he is. So, what, he's been in office 3 weeks now? It's about 3 weeks since he was inaugurated, I think. And he's had a lot of people come to town. The Prime Minister of England, the Prime Minister of Israel, Prime Minister the Prime Minister of Florida, I don't know. The Prime Minister of Japan, the Mexican President, actually, I don't think the Mexican President, I think, came to the White House, didn't he? Do I remember that as a yes or a no?
I thought he canceled.
Yeah, maybe that was it, yeah. All right, anyway, you did a good job, Tom. Hold on just a second. We'll send you a swell prize. Kara will take care of that. Speaking of Mexico, a warning from the Mexicans after these words. It's 44 past the hour on Good Day. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Cozy Shack rice pudding is made with simple ingredients. It's so absurdly delicious, it is causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. To slow down the frenzy, we recorded this radio spot so high-pitched, only dogs can hear it. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack rice pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that, because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You deserve the wedding dress of your dreams. Right now at David's Bridal, find gorgeous gowns for every style and budget, including select wedding dresses originally $700 to $1,600, now just $499. So be bold, be flirty, be sweet. But whatever you do, be your own bride, only at David's Bridal. Sale ends February 21st.
Eight minutes after the hour, just to clarify, Shinzo Abe, or Abe, is the Prime Minister of Japan. The President met with him in Washington, then they went down to Florida for the weekend. A joint statement suggested that the Korean missile test was totally intolerable and unacceptable. All right, so that's that one on that side. And now, the situation from our friends in Mexico, which is worthy of note, a warning, in a sense, to the citizens of Mexico who are here in our country. The Mexican government says you need to take precautions in the wake of the executive order signed by the president, our president. Ministry of Foreign Affairs said over the weekend that the Mexican consulates that are around our country have, quote, stepped up their work to protect Mexican citizens. Wow. Ministry said the deportation of this lady, Guadalupe Garcia de Reyes, illustrates the new reality for the Mexican community in the U.S. What kind of nerve have these people got? This woman has been here since she was 14 illegally, hasn't done a damn thing to become a legal citizen. She was convicted of criminal impersonation for using a fake Social Security number when she tried to get work. She was not considered a priority for deportation under the previous administration since she was nonviolent. Okay, maybe there is a priority for violent offenders to be sent back first, but she is here illegally. She has used the system. She has... I just don't get what it is. You don't belong here unless you're here legally. Why is that so hard to figure? I don't get it, man. 10 before the hour.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Now, 53 past the hour, time for our weekly visit from Tom Kreitler. You want to know how to spell? We'll have a spelling bee, actually, in a moment. Please call us at 888-302-3684 if you can spell Kreitler, and I'll give you a hint. If you go to Home Depot, good, Doug. If you go to MoneyPit.com, and go to Home Depot, too, you might find Tom there. Especially today with all the...
Yeah, a lot of folks are going to be buying the sand and the salt and the shovels today.
Yeah, big winter storm today. A picture of the planes at the airports all covered with snow. As a matter of fact, the weather has grounded a lot of flights in and out of the Northeast. That's not the important part of this conversation, but because there is a winter storm, we'll talk about the most common mistakes that you can make when dealing with this kind of weather. Tommy the K from the Money Pit up next here.
Louisianans are still suffering with one of the highest unemployment rates in the country. Now there are new opportunities to create jobs as companies are looking to invest in our state's infrastructure. The Bayou Bridge Pipeline, a 150-mile pipeline transporting petroleum products, will create 2,500 construction jobs for Louisianans. Brigham McCown, former administrator of the U.S. Department of Transportation's Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration.
It is a well-known fact that pipelines are the safest way to transport our nation's energy resources. In addition to creating thousands of new jobs, Bayou Bridge will be one of the nation's most technologically advanced and ecologically sensitive pipelines. The project will meet or exceed all federal, state, and local requirements and will ensure that communities and the environment are protected. Energy infrastructure projects like Bayou Bridge will strengthen American energy security, stimulate the economy, and provide quality employment opportunities.
Together, we can put Louisianans back to work while investing in the infrastructure needed to improve our state's economy.
God.
guys, Valentine's Day is next week. Luckily, Pro Flowers is offering an unbelievable deal. 1 dozen red roses plus a free glass vase and chocolates for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Order now from Pro Flowers. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this weekend. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 8989. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 8989.
All right, 56 past the hour. Tom Kreidler here. By the way, you spell his name K-R-A-E-U-T-L-E-R-A-B-C-D-E-F-G. H-I-J-K. So, anyway, the big storm, it isn't that big a storm, but it's the biggest one of the season so far.
Yeah.
And it is slowing things down. So what do you find when you hear from people on your show asking, how do I fix this, that, or the other thing? What are the most common mistakes you fall over?
Well, I'll tell you, the first big mistake is when folks are trying to put down salt to get rid of the ice. They're putting down the wrong kind of salt on the surfaces around their house. They're using what we would traditionally call rock salt or sodium chloride, but that's extremely corrosive to sidewalks.
Yeah.
Any concrete surface,
it
eats it right up. That's right. And so in the spring, you end up with all of these sort of potholes inside in the surface. It looks terrible, and you can repair it, but even the repair doesn't look so hot. So
doesn't
you don't
new.
Want to use something that's very corrosive like that. You want to use calcium chloride. And typically these salts that are gentler on the sidewalk, they're going to say that they're safe for sidewalks and also safe for plants, safe for pets. So choose the salt carefully. And the other thing is that you don't have to put it down 100%. What I do, Doug, is I get the 50-pound or 80-pound bags of playground sand.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, cleaned sand, kind of looks like beach sand.
Yep.
And I mix that up in a 5-gallon bucket with about half sand and half salt. And then I keep that mix kind of near the door so it's ready to go. This way you have a little traction, and then, of course, you have the salt to melt away the ice. So, you know, do that in advance. Obviously, if it's today, you haven't had time to do that. But if you're going out to buy the sand, buy the salt, buy it together, and just be ready for it and keep it handy. The other thing that folks do when it gets really, really cold out is they tend to, you know, light the fire in the fireplace and things like that. That could actually end up costing you more in heat, because anytime you light a fire when it's incredibly cold like this, remember, it's going to pull the heated air out of the house because it needs that to combust and send it up the chimney. So unless you have a very efficient fireplace, using that on super cold days is not the most efficient thing to do, although it certainly is a fun thing to do, but you don't think you save yourself any money by it.
No.
That's coming out of the recreational budget, I think.
All right. Let's get a quick answer to Mary Ann's question about her sink that has two drains.
Mm-hmm.
One drain, one of the side drains fills up. What does she do? Why isn't it equal? I guess that would be my question. My sinks both kind of drain equally.
Yeah, well, what ends up happening is if you force a lot of water into one side of the drain and there's an obstruction somewhere down the line, it'll push up through the other side.
Got it, yeah.
So basically what's going on here, Marianne, is you do have some sort of a blockage down past the trap, and you got to get that clear. Once that happens, it will start operating normally again.
All right. There it is. Lots of really good help. Go to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio website. Money Pit Home Improvement Radio show is broadcast every weekend. Go to the website, find out where it is. You'll always find something you can carry.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.